Good morning, everyone, and God bless you. So glad that you are here for this morning's service. This is the Deliverance Temple Ministries conference call, our worship, morning worship service and conference call for June the 7th, 2020. We're going to go ahead and get started as Minister Felicia Tucker comes to us this morning. Minister, in your hands.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, I am Minister Felicia Lynn Tucker, and I am speaking to you from Waynesville, Missouri. But let me say to those who don't know me that you may hear a y'all, a ain't, or a fixin' to, et cetera, because I am originally from Greenville, South Carolina, and as a former soldier who has traveled the world, I still have my southern country accent. So I use it to boldly preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing us through yet another week and to see another First Sunday, Communion Sunday. Lord, I want y'all to all know I miss all of y'all. I am so thankful that we are able to still fellowship via teleconference and Facebook. I know that these are some unprecedented times we are experiencing right now, but I want to encourage you to focus on Jesus Christ no matter what. He is our rock, our fortress, our comforter, and our provider. I'm thankful that no matter what we go through, he is yet in the midst with his arms wide open, ready to love on us and reassure us that this too shall pass. I rejoice because we have an awesome Savior that meets us right where we are. I rejoice because he never leaves nor forsakes us. I rejoice because we serve a living God who can heal us of any ailment we may have. I rejoice because he's the author and finisher of our faith. I rejoice because he is our refuge and our strength. I rejoice because he is a very present help in our troubles. And last but not least, I rejoice because he defeated death, hell, and the grave. I'm not talking about no fake superhero character, y'all. I'm talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If he's done anything for you, you should be on your feet praising the roof of your house. Hallelujah. If he's brought you through some trying, difficult times, you should be on your feet. Don't worry about how you may look to others because this ain't about them. It's about you praising Jesus Christ because you care more about getting your breakthrough than what others think. I believe some of you are on the brink of your breakthrough, so press into it with your praise. The key to your breakthrough is to praise him like it has already happened. Tell those watching that you may not understand, but I got to dance and shout because I refuse to let the rock outpraise me. He's been too good to me. Don't apologize for getting crunk, turned up, or lit for Jesus Christ because we need to let him know how we truly feel about him. Declare that a rock ain't got nothing on your praise. Declare that as long as you have breath, you will praise him. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please join me in reciting our church declaration. If you know it, say it in your homes along with me. It reads, today we declare, we believe that through the word of God, we can have what it says we can have. We can do what it says we can do. We believe that through our faith in God and service to him, we are becoming empowered individuals and families who believe doors are opening for us, barriers are being broken, and increase is coming to us greater than ever before. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, your tablets, your phones, or whatever device you use to read the Bible, please go with me to Mark 4:35-41. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it reads, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? God bless the hearers, the readers, and the doers of his holy word. Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you for blessing us all to see yet another day. I thank you for all you have done for us. You are our everything. There's none like you. Lord, please bless our founders, Bishop David and Mother Bobby Knox. Lord, strengthen them where they are weak. Encourage them where they are discouraged. And heal them where they hurt. Lord, please bless all of the DTM members and everyone listening on this call. Lord, grant them a special favor for their diligence in pursuing you in spite of the world's chaos. Lord, help us all declare peace, be still, and not be moved by all of the strange winds that blow in to throw us off course. Help us to boldly stand like you and to boldly rebuke the winds of fear. Help us, Lord, to stay close to you in the midst of the storm. Help us understand our authority so we may stand up for all unrighteousness. Help us understand you died so we could live abundant lives with no fear of death. Father, I ask you to supernaturally heal and touch all of your people right now so that all of their broken fragments may be whole in this hour. We'll be ever so careful to give you the praise, the honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, and God bless you. And I now turn it back over to Minister Mark Dixon.
God bless you, Minister Tucker. Appreciate that. My Lord, today, I think I picked up a little theme there. Rejoice, and rejoice some more. I just got to go ahead and open up the line right now. If you heard that, if you picked up on
that,
just rejoice. Hallelujah. Let's rejoice in the Lord. Let's give him praise this morning. Let's let him know we appreciate him, that we're trusting in him. Hallelujah. Joy. He is our strength. God is our everything. Hallelujah. God, we give you the praise. We magnify your name right now. God, there's no God like you, and we're happy in your presence.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Let us rejoice and be glad. There's no reason to be sad. God has saved us. He has freed us. He has given us his peace. So let us rejoice and be glad. That's an oldie but a goodie, and I just had sparked to my memory this morning as Minister Tucker was just admonishing us to rejoice in the Lord. And then she come with that scripture. I was about to throw something when she come with that scripture. Jesus saying, let us cross over to the other side. I'm going to leave that alone because I believe Bishop might have something to say about that later. But my God, that just ran all through me, Minister. So I appreciate that scripture this morning. I appreciate the word of God. And once again, I certainly appreciate all of you. Just in the way of a couple of brief announcements before we go further in the service. Number one, no, I don't know when we are going back to the building. I do not have that information, so y'all can stop asking right now. But I do want you to know that Bishop and the board are very much aware of all of our desire to get back into the house of the Lord, and just as soon as we can safely do so, we're going to do that, I'm sure. Do want to remind you that it is important, of course, to keep your giving going. Listen, you want to plant seed for a harvest. And we know that there's no plant that I grew up on a farm. And I can't think of anything really that you plant and the next morning it was, you know, ready to harvest. So it takes a little time. So you want to, you know, if you want some salad, you need to go ahead and plant some lettuce now for that salad later. And so we want to make sure that we are maintaining that spirit of giving while we are in the house and on lockdown and that kind of thing. And I want to just go on record as saying that Deliverance Temple is an awesome place with awesome people. And following the lead of our bishop, we are givers. We're givers. We're not stingy people and we're not hoarders. We are givers. And God blesses us because we give. That's just how it is. He's just set it up that way. And so we always want to be able to give whatever. And listen, when you can't give money, give something else. Call somebody. Give them a kind word. Give them a word of faith. Share a scripture with them. Uplift them. If you can sing, sing them a song. If you can't sing, stick to the scripture, like I said there. But do something to give. Give something every single day because givers get. That's just how it is. That's just how he set it up. He provides seed to the sower and bread to those who are hungry. And so we give him praise for that. There are at least five ways that we've got to give during this pandemic break that we're on right now. And Sister Tyra Knox, our CFO, has been kind enough to make herself available by phone. You can call her at area code 417-827-7721 to give your gift over the phone or to arrange for a mail-in gift. That number again is area code 417-827-7721. Or you can go to our Deliverance Temple website, which is at deliverancetemple.org, deliverancetemple.org. Just click the Giving tab, and there you'll find three other ways to give. You can give by Square. You can give by PayPal. You can give by Cash App. Any of those that is most convenient to you, we're happy to receive your tithes and offerings and gifts by any of those means that we've made available to you. So praise God, this morning we are going to move on into a time of praise and worship. And the songbird, I call her the songbird, she is blessed and gifted in this ministry. We've got some great people at Deliverance Temple. I tell you what, between teaching, preaching, ministering and worship and praise, and just being nice, loving on you. People like our dear usher leader, Sister Carletta Adams. You know, when I think of nice people, her face comes to mind immediately. That's who, I mean, she's just one of the nicest people on the planet. And so we got great people at Deliverance Temple, and amongst them, of course, our songbird, Sister Brecca Henderson. And so we're going to bring her on forward this morning to bless us. And I want you to join in. I want you to worship along with her this morning as she comes. Amen, amen, amen.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only, God. Oh, you give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only, God. Hey, it's you only, only God. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath. So we pour out our praise to you only. To you only, God. I surrender all to you. Lord, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing. nothing, withholding nothing. Lord, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Lord, everything I give to you. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give you all of me. 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 My Savior forever, and I give you all of me. I give you all of me. Oh, King Jesus, my Savior forever, I give you all of me. I give you all of me. My Savior forever, and I give you all of me. 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 I give you all of me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Withholding nothing. My Lord, today, thank you, Sister Brecca. Thank you so much for that. Oh, my God, that first song really touched my heart this morning as I thinking about, all of us really thinking about and aware of the untimely death of Mr. George Floyd and the words that he cried out in his last moments of life, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And we know that if you can't breathe, nothing else matters. But all of us this morning are blessed because we can breathe. We are blessed because the very breath of God runs through our lungs. As we breathe in, just take a breath. Take a deep breath in right now. I challenge you. And just feel the presence of God as you breathe in. Just give him thanks for every breath. Give him thanks for your very life right now. Give him thanks for who he is inside you. Hallelujah. And pour out that breath in praise to him. The Bible tells us, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Withholding nothing. Don't hold back. Just give him praise this morning. Hallelujah. Give him praise this morning. Let's just give
Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you for the breath that we breathe.
Thank you, God. We pour out our breath to you in praise, in worship. We magnify you. We lift you up today, God. Thank you for the breath we breathe. Thank you for the life you've given us. Thank you, God, like our God, hallelujah, we make it to glad to God, Lord, thank you, we bless your name, Jesus, we bless you out of Zion, we bless you, we send up a praise to you this morning, we send up our voices, God, we lift our hands to praise you, God, we use the breath that you've given us to worship you this morning, to worship you, to praise you, God. For every breath, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Glory. Glory.
Thank you for the breath.
Praise you, Jesus. Just continue to praise him. Continue to bless his name. He's worthy this morning. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, my God, if he never did another thing for me, he's worthy right now, and I give him praise for the very air I breathe, the very breath I breathe is his, and I give him glory. I give him praise this morning. Thank you so much, God. Thank you. I thank him also for his blood. Hallelujah. This is Communion Sunday, our first Sunday of the month, and typically as we are together, we would be receiving the elements together this morning. But even where you are, if it's just a piece of bread, a piece of a cracker, and a little juice, and if you don't have juice, get you a little bit of water. He turned the water into wine at the Feast of Canaan, remember? And he can do so as well with that water there. But as you remember the Lord and remember his blood that was shed for you, his body that was broken for you. Ah, and his very breath poured out so that we can breathe. Hallelujah. My God, today. Give him praise. Give him praise. It's all right to have communion in your home as you reverence him, as you remember who he is and who he is to you and what he's done for you. We ought always to remember the Lord and often to do this. As often as you do this, he says, do this in remembrance of me. Well, we give praise God for the service so far. It has been amazing. And I tell you, I feel the presence of God. I hope you do as well. We're not going to delay any further, though, and we are so happy to have our bishop with us this morning. God bless you, Bishop.
Hallelujah.
We are eager,
yes, sir,
eager to hear a word from you this morning, what God has laid on your hearts, and a lot going on in the world, and I know that the Lord has been speaking to you, and we're eager to hear it. So without further ado, we turn it into your hands, sir.
Hallelujah. God, we thank you this morning for your mercy, for your goodness, your loving kindness, God, because it's great toward us. I thank you, God, because you've kept us another week. Hallelujah. Things are going on. People are demonstrating, God, but we bless you. We're here to lift up the blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Bless us, we pray, God, and we thank you. Pray for the sick, God, that are uneasy. those who are suffering, God. We pray for them right now. We pray, God, that you move on their behalf. Hallelujah. You said we should lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So we bless you. We thank you for it, God, and we believe that it's already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning. I'm going to divert a little bit from my crossing over the Jordan. We've already got over. God laid this on my heart, the fifth chapter of St. Luke. Hallelujah. I have been going through some things. You know, I'm a pastor, and I like to be a church. I like to have my pulpit. I like all the, you know, the church etiquettes there. But, you know, it's okay. The Lord is, he's stretching me now. He's kind of doing something to me. And let me share with you what the Lord was sharing with me, praise God. And not just me, but about, I've heard from other pastors, praise God. And we're on the same page. God is getting ready to do something like we've never seen before. You know, God is going to pour out on us, and we want to get ready for it. You know, we've been afraid long enough. We've been, you know, sitting in our homes, cramped up, can't get out, can't do nothing, praise God. But now, hey, God's going to loose us. We are going to be able to get out and do what thus saith the Lord. And in the fifth chapter of the book of Luke, and it came to pass as the people pressed him. Hallelujah. For the word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into the boat, which was Simon's, and asked him if he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and he taught the people out of the boat. You know, this Jesus didn't always look for a pulpit. Sometimes he preached in the synagogue. Sometimes he preached just outside. And I'm, you know, that's getting in my mind. I've been housed up too long. Sometimes we think, well, I need to get the church open. No, the church is in us. And God wants us to be filled with the Spirit and get out and do something. The Lord said to Peter, I want to borrow your boat. He preached to the people from Peter's boat. Peter got back on the boat, praise God. The Lord said, come on now, let me pay you for this. Anytime he uses us, he always compensates us. So the Lord said, come on, we're going to go out into deep water. And Peter said, Lord, you know, thank you, but it's okay because, see, we've already been out there. And there's really nothing there. Fish are not biting today. So, you know, we can just save the time and just do something better with our time than go out. Because we fished all night. But sometimes this is our problem. We have done things our way all night. We think if we can't do it, it can't be done. But this is far from the truth. One thing that that happened here is the fact that they fished all night, but Jesus wasn't with them. See, when you're by yourself, you're limited as to what you can do and what you can't do. So Peter said, okay, Lord, you know, I'm just because it's you, I'm going to go out. We'll go out. So they went out in the boat. The Lord said, just throw your net over here. Praise God. And he let the net down, not expecting anything. Sometimes God will blow our minds. He will blow our expectations. You know, it's good to expect things, especially if the Lord says something to you. He's got something in mind. But Peter didn't have anything in mind. He said, well, it's all over, you know, and I know when the fish bite. See, I'm a real fisherman. I know what to do. I know all the science of the fish. But praise God, I want you to know that when he obeyed God, see, the key to your blessing is obeying God. Forget about what you know, how much you know, where you got it from, or who told you. You just obey God. Let God be God. When you obey, you open the windows of heaven. You open God's prosperity on you when you obey what he tells you to do. Peter threw his net over. Hallelujah. And the Bible said his net filled up. Listen, what I'm saying to you, the Lord said, throw your fishing pole away. Get you a net. Get ready to do something. Get ready to bring in a harvest. Expect a harvest. And, you know, and it wasn't just a full net, but it was enough for Peter. It was so many that he had to call his brothers, come over and help me bring your boat. I got to, you know, I'm looking for that time to come when our churches are so overrun with people. Hallelujah. And I'll have to call my good friends and say, hey, can you take so many people from us? We need to get the people out of some. We can't handle everything, everybody. So would you please, can you take about a couple of hundred? You know, praise God. You know, I want you to know that just because we have been through this drought and this pandemic has really did something to us. But you know what it should have done? It should arouse you to understand that God is no shorter than his promise, that God is going to do what he planned to do in spite of the pandemic. Praise God. So we are looking forward. We want to have enough people to give them to somebody. Listen, if your vision is no bigger than you and yours, then it's not big enough. God's vision that we all be blessed. I mean, you know, I like to see the church and all of our friends' church, you know, not just be filled up with your particular race. Praise God. I like to see it all mixed up. Praise God. That's the way it ought to be. You know, we're kind of stumbling over the racial issue here. But you know what? There is only one race, and that's the human race. So we need to trust God and get ready. That's what I want to tell you. Get ready. We talked last week about crossing the Jordan. Listen, we're crossing over for a purpose. We're crossing over to take new territory. That's what it's all about. God said there's enough for everybody. We don't have to fight over members. They go anywhere they want to go. Praise God. There's enough work for all of us. Keep us busy. Peter's brother, James, brought his boat. They filled the boat, and both were about to sink because they had so many. God said, don't play me cheap. Don't think I can't do nothing. Don't think that, you know, you just get one or two and that's okay. No, I'm going to send you an abundance, praise God. And guess what? And those who are not sent, we're going to go after them. We're going out, praise God. The Lord told his disciples when he was getting ready to ascend and he had done his work here, he said, I want you to go into all the world. I like to see the church get excited about going out, not just coming in. I like to see us, you know, doing things and going out to different places, you know, places where, you know, Christians don't hang out because, you know, it's not the well folk that need help. It's the people that are sick. Praise God. Maybe go out and hang out to a bar somewhere just to find somebody and tell them, hey, amen. God loves you in spite of it, in spite of the hangover and your tears. You know, God loves you anyway. Go out and get it. Maybe they're afraid to come to church because, you know, people have to think, well, these people are saved here. And, you know, I don't know if I can, you know, if they'll let me in because I'm not dressed up. Hey, come just like you are, because if you don't, we're coming after you. Hallelujah. And This is what God is saying to us. I want to bless. I'm going to send the blessing on you, but you it's too much for you. You're going to be glad to have somebody else that you can share with. Hallelujah. This is what God is going to do. We've had a long way. We've been stuffed in our homes, afraid to get out, afraid for anybody to come in. That's over. Hallelujah. We're trusting God for a tremendous abundance, even finances. God is going to stretch our finances. We're going to be able to do whatever we want to do because God is a God of abundance. He's not a cheap God. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that. And God said, I want you to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, whoever, you know, will stand still long enough to hear you. And if they don't, just give them a track, and if they got to go, it's all right. Praise God. But we've got to reach people. We've got to take territory. And in the Mark, the 16th chapter, and the 19th verse, after the Lord had told his disciples, go everywhere and preach. And it said, and then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received into the heavens and sit down on the right hand of God. And they went forth preaching everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs that followed. See, it's not just enough to go and say something, but God is going to go with you. The Holy Spirit is in you. You lay hands on sick folk, and they're going to get up. Praise God. They're going to know that there's a God in heaven, and we serve him. So, you know, come on, let's get out of that old situation that we're feeling. Well, I can't go to church. Well, you take the church with you. Take it and go somewhere and meet somebody that maybe they can't. They're in a bed. They're in a hospital bed. Wherever they are, I want you to know that God wants you to go and get them. Hallelujah. And then they will know. See, you tell people all the time, God loves you. God, hey. You have to convince them. Sometimes you have to take them some groceries. Sometimes you have to do whatever, pay a bill or two for them. Then they know that God loves them. Hallelujah, because you do. And it doesn't matter what color he is, hallelujah, where he come from, whether he's dressed up or wearing jeans. It doesn't matter. God wants us to reach out. We want to take territory. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God. I thank God for what he's doing. If you want something you never had, you may have to do something that you've never done. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is on your side. God wants to help you. God wants to bring you through. Hallelujah. But all he wants you to move. Don't let the fact that the church doors are closed, that, you know, that it's all over. No, it's not over. You get out there on the parking lot if you want to, praise God, and just begin to declare the word of God. I guarantee you somebody will stop all that traffic going down, and somebody's going to stop and see what you're talking about. So let's be encouraged. Let's don't allow the time that we feel that we've lost, you know, by not coming to church. It's all right. Jesus never preached in the synagogue every Sunday. Hallelujah. He preached out in the open. That's okay. You know, I'm preaching to me. I'm preaching to me and the choir. We can go out, hallelujah, and have a picnic and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Bless people that are sitting around eating their picnic dinners. Praise God. Let's include God in everything we're doing. Well, praise God. I want you to know that God wants to help us. God wants to bless us. He's going to do it. Signs and wonders are going to follow us, and people are going to be convinced there's a God in heaven. And God is going to do great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Things that we've never dreamed about. Hallelujah. He's that kind of God. Miracles are going to be commonplace in the last days. God bless you. I hope I've encouraged somebody, you know, that we like to go to church. Yes, I do. I like to hug next, but whatever we can't do, we'll just go ahead and do it when we can. Hallelujah. Because God is going to bless his church. Be encouraged. Just know that God is on our side. The Lord bless you and keep you is my prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop. My God, today you've encouraged somebody because you certainly encouraged me. I want you to know that right now. I got a page full of notes here. I've taken them as fast as I could get them. The revelation was just flowing from you so fast, I could hardly get it all down. But I got some good stuff here, that's for sure. And I want you to know I want to do something with it, not just read it when I get home, but to put it into practice, to go out and do something with it, because I certainly agree with you that it's time for us to move. It's time for us to go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come. To the Lord. Amen. I just appreciate Amen. That word so much, so rich, such a rich word. Certainly appreciate hearing First Lady in the background there, co-signing every word. I appreciate you and love you so much. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bishop, as we close today, if you would pray for the people on the line and just whatever you feel to pray for, and we'll close that way, sir. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Listen, whatever your needs are, God knows it.
Yes, yes, yes.
He knows it. And there is provisions for your needs.
Yes.
God will speak to somebody to meet your need. Mm-hmm. Don't be discouraged because, you know, you're going through some things and maybe a little short, whatever. God hears your prayer.
Yes.
Now stop begging and begin to thank him.
Thank you.
Exercise
thank you.
Your faith.
Glory.
Yes, Lord,
yes.
I thank you for
thank
what
you.
I don't have,
yes.
and I'm grateful for you going to bless
yes.
me. I'm
yes.
going to get it in
yes.
spite of it,
yes.
God.
Yes.
Father, pray for those
yes.
people right now that are
yes.
suffering, people who are in pain,
yes.
people are in the hospital
yes.
bed,
yes.
people
yes.
on life support,
yes.
wherever they are, God.
Yes.
You,
yes.
See them.
You see them.
I pray yes. that you'd move. You said signs and wonders would follow them that believe. And God, we're going to do it. We're going to the hospitals. We're going to the sick homes. And we are going to test our faith because you are faithful, God.
Yes, sir.
And you'll always do more than what we ask you to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Bishop. Appreciate you so much. Hey, everybody, let's tell Bishop that we
love you. Bishop, love you so much. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for the word. Amen. Thank God. You're such a beautiful man of God. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
We love you. Thank
you,
God. We love you too, Mom. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I think they appreciate that word today, Bishop. And with that, we will say amen and amen. We thank you once again for joining us here on the Deliverance Temple Morning Worship Conference Call. We'll see you all again real soon. Amen.